Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise. Standing on the mountain to magnify his name. Telling all the people and every nation that he reigns. Oh, Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise. Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise, standing on to magnify his name, telling all the people and every nation that he reigns. Oh, Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise. Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise. Standing on the mountain to magnify his name. Telling all God's people in every nation that he reigns. Oh, Zion is calling me. Zion is calling me. Oh, Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Zion is calling me. Zion is calling me. Oh, Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your many manifold blessings. God, we thank you for allowing us to see this brand new day. For as we so often declare that this is the day that the Lord hath made, we can rejoice because, God, you have made this day. You have made this day just for us. You woke us up this morning. You started us on our way. You gave us use and activity of our limbs. You allowed us to be in our right minds. You blessed us with a reasonable portion of health and strength. God, you have ordained us for this day. No matter what may come our way, no matter the obstacles that may come our way, no matter the weapons that may attempt to be formed or that may form against us. Lord, we have the victory. You have already given us the battle. We don't have to fight the battle, but that's all we have to do is put our trust in you, lean not into our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge you, and you will direct our pathways. You already know the thoughts that you think towards us to give us an expected end and a hope, Lord, so we don't have to worry. We don't have to refresh. We don't have to fear. But God, you have blessed us already with victory on this day. So as we rise early in the morning to seek your face, Lord, we can boldly declare that we can rejoice because our God is in control. And not only is our God in control, he knows the way that I should take. So if I lean on him, if I depend upon him, if I put my trust in him, if I let him know that I believe everything that he's saying, if I cast all my cares upon him, then I know that I don't have to fret. I don't have to worry. I don't have to be weighted down. I don't have to be burdened. But, Lord, I can walk in victory, oh God, today. I can walk with my head held high. I can look to the hills because my help coming from the Lord who sits high and looks low. Lord, I can look to you, Lord, and I can walk in victory. I can walk in strength. I can walk in your anointing because you will order my footsteps. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And as we seek your face early in the morning while you may yet be found, we seek you, God, while before the distractions of the day may pile up, before the cares of this world may pile up, before things in life begins to take effect on us this day. We thank you, God, that we can look to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. We can look to you. Oh, God, we can offer unto you a sacrifice. We can submit ourselves. And rising early in the morning, Lord, is a sacrifice. After such a busy week last week in Charlotte, Lord, it seems like our bodies are still attempting to catch up on the sleep that we've missed. And no matter how much sleep we get, Lord, oh, God, the day still comes, and we have to begin to be about our Father's business in a given day. And so, Lord, we look to you even now. We thank you for breath of life, oh God. We thank you for last night to rest because it wasn't a sleep unto our death, Lord, but you have allowed us to refresh ourselves and to revive ourselves and then to get up early in the morning to seek your face, to seek your will, and to seek your way that it may be done in our lives. Thank you, oh God, that every time that we come together, Lord, you said where two or three are gathered in my name, there you would be in the midst. And I'm not the only one, God, this morning that's hungry for your anointing. I'm not the only one on this call that's hungry for your presence, God. I'm not the only one, God, that is hungry, oh God, for your will to be done in my life. But, Lord, others have gathered, oh God, from across this nation, Lord, to join us early in the morning, God, to seek your face, Lord, to cast ourselves before you, to lay ourselves at the altar, God, and to surrender to your will and to surrender to your way. God, if there's anything in me that's unlike you, oh God, as I stand at the altar, God, cut it up out of me, oh God, put it to death right now, Lord, all of those things that are unlike you, God, because I want to be pleasing to you. I want to walk worthy of my calling. I want to walk worthy of being called a son of God. I want to walk worthy of being called a child of the King. I want to walk worthy of being called a Christian, Lord, a saint, a believer, Lord. I don't want your name to be brought in vain, oh God, or discouraging words to be mentioned because of my walk and because of my talk and because of my actions. But Lord, I want to bring you glory. I want my light to shine in a good way, God. I want to live holy and acceptable, God. That's the least that I can do. And so, God, cast out everything that's in me that's unlike you. We plead the blood right now because the blood still works. The blood still cleanses. The blood still makes whole. The blood still washes. What can wash away any of my sins? It's nothing but the blood. I can't do it on my own. I can't heal myself. I can't save myself. I can't do right on my own. But the blood helps me, oh God. And your Holy Spirit keeps me in check. And your Holy Spirit tells me when I'm wrong. So God, help us, Lord, today in the mighty name of Jesus. And uproot everything that's unlike you, God. Cast the devil out of our minds right now. Cast them out of our wills, God. We can't be effective, Lord, if we're not in the right frame of ministry, Lord. We can't be a light, God, if our bodies and our souls and our walk is dim, Lord. We can't tell anyone about the goodness of Jesus if we're not walking in your favor and we're not walking in your promises and we're not walking in your joy. So before we can begin to do anything for anybody else, Lord, we need you to help us.
It's me, oh God, standing in the need of prayer this morning. It's me, oh God, that's hungry and thirsty for more of you, God. Oh God, that deer panteth after the water brook, but my soul longs for you even the more, God, because you are the very air that I breathe, oh God. You are the reason why I live and move and have my very being. You are my life, my source, my strength. You are the God of my salvation, my God of yesterday, today, and forevermore, so I won't lean unto my own understanding. I can't depend upon myself, but I only can depend upon you because you are faithful. Every single morning you bless us with new mercies because you're consistent, God. You show us mercy and love and grace every single day. That's because you're faithfully great and wonderful and a merciful and loving God, Lord. We look to you because you are the author and the finisher of our faith. You are everything that we need and more, so we won't lean into our own understanding. We submit to you even now. Cast the devil out of our minds, oh God. Cast him out of the way, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Uproot his strongholds, Lord. Yes, our weapons, oh God, of our warfare are not carnal, but God, this body is carnal. In my flesh there is no good thing, and the more that I fight with it, Lord, the more it seems like it fights with me. When I know the things that I should be doing, I should be doing, I find myself not doing, and those things that I find myself I should not be doing, God, I'm doing. And that's the battle, God, that Paul said that we wage in our flesh every single day. There's a war going on because the enemy, oh God, the flesh is enmity against you. It doesn't want to please you. It doesn't want to give you glory, Lord. So honor us, oh God, and bless us and keep us and strengthen us, Lord, that this flesh might not take any of your glory. I understand, oh God, today that you are a jealous God, that you don't want us to put you behind anyone else, Lord. So help us to cast the devil out of our mind, oh God, and because he's trying to steal, kill, and destroy. He's trying to lead us astray. And God, it's easy, God, seems like he gives us little things, oh God, that causes us to fall astray or to fall short of your glory. Oh God, but open up our spiritual eyes that we might see the traps and the tricks of the enemy, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, open up our eyes that we might see, God, that we may proclaim your goodness. And when we seek you early while you may yet be found, and we find ourselves beginning our day off with you, when we tell you, oh God, that we're seeking you first in your kingdom and your righteousness, Lord, then God, you bless us and you order our footsteps, God. Then you lead, God, and direct us, Lord, and the enemy can't just come up against us, oh God, like a flood. But when he tries to do that, Lord, when we pray and seek your face, you will lift up a standard against him, because we have put you as our primary focus. We have put you at the head of our lives. We have put you at the head of our day, and when you are in the front, God, nothing the enemy can do, oh God, can stop us, Lord, because with you in the front and goodness and mercy following us, the enemy can't do anything with us, and he can't do anything to us unless you give him permission. And so I want to thank you, oh God, because you are a keeper. I want to thank you, God, because I know, God, the crooked ways have already been made straight. Lord, I know, God, that every single time I take a step, Lord, you're going to be right there, and you will give me the sure foundation that I need to continue to move forward in my season of breakthrough. Lord, I want to thank you, God, because you have been such a good God, better to me than I've been to myself. And I want to say thank you, God, for another chance and another opportunity to say yes to your will and to say yes to your way. I understand, God, that where I am, Lord, I would not be without your grace and your mercy, God. I thank you, Lord, that I find myself in the house of the Lord praying early in the morning. Lord, that wasn't always my mentality. I didn't always have a desire to pray. I didn't always have a desire to seek your face, Lord, but you have me, and you have things out of me, God, so that I can be refined for your glory. Every single fire that you allow to come into my life, Lord, has been here so that I can be refined for this very day and this very time. Nothing that has come in my life, God, has been my happenstance, but God, it's been according to your will, and I'm thankful that you know my ending from my beginning, that even when I deviate, God, from your will, Lord, you know how to get me back in line. And so I'm here right now standing at the very appointed place and the very appointed time that you have ordained for my life. I'm in the place, oh God, of ministry, God, where you need for me to be, God, so that you might get the glory out of my life. And not only that you might get the glory, but my life experiences, God, have placed me at this point in time so that I can sow into the lives of others. I can pray, oh God, and bless the others that come my way. I can preach the gospel to those that are in need. worry about not having the numbers, God, that I desire to have, but everyone that you send my way, you've already told me just to preach the gospel in the mighty name of Jesus. I may not have the greatest hoop. I may not have the greatest homiletics, but God, I have the word of God, and you told us in your word that your word is a lamp unto our feet, Lord. People don't need to hear us moaning, but Lord, people need to know that you are a good God, that you'll never leave us, nor will you ever forsake us, that you will be with us until the end of time. The people need to know that we don't have to fear, but we can cast all of our fears upon you because you care for us. The people need to know that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. The people need to all know, oh God, that thy word is what we need to hide in our hearts, that we might not sin against thee. So help us, oh God, to preach the gospel, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because you have us right where we are, right on time, and right for the moment that you need for us to be in, no matter where we may find ourselves, in our jobs, in our homes, in our relationships. If we put you first, God, you have us right where we need to be. We don't have to fret. And I don't know, God, who is this food this is for this morning, Lord. But, God, take away the fear. Lord, we may not be where we expect it to be at right now. Lord, we may not have the money that we desire to have at this time. Lord, we may not have the positions on our jobs, or God, or in our homes, our families, Lord, or where we thought that we should be at right now. But, God, I want to say thank you that I'm not where I'm at on my own, that I'm not here, God, by happenstance. I didn't just fall here, but, God, you have ordered my footsteps. You have led, guided, and directed me. And when I've sinned and when I've surrendered to your will, Lord, you have moved me forward. You've taken me through the storms. You've brought me through the fires, Lord, and I don't smell burn, Lord. I've been through some storms and I've been through the rain. I've been through some heartache. I've been through some pain. I've been through some fires, Lord, but I don't look like what I've been through. I want to say thank you, Lord, today. Oh, God, and I look, oh, God, like a royal priesthood. God, I'm a chosen generation. I am somebody because of the God that I serve. And I want to say thank you, Lord, for me, God, for all that you have done, all that you have made, all the shaping that you've done, and all that you are continuing to do in my life. I know that I have not attained yet. Paul says, I may have accomplished many things, but there's still greater ahead for me. And so I'm pressing towards the mark. God, I'm forgetting those things that are behind, and I'm looking ahead to those things that are ahead. I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling. It takes a breakthrough in our mind, God, to let us know that we have not attained yet. We may have accomplished many things. We may have degrees, oh God, or we may have these great jobs, Lord, or we may have had these different things, oh God, that you've elevated us. But, Lord, I have not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men what good things that you have in store for us, Lord. If you were content, God, while allowing us just to be where we at, Lord, then we would find ourselves stagnant, Lord. But every day we should look to go higher and higher in you, in the mighty name of Jesus. You have a greater calling, and you have a greater anointing, God, and you have a closer walk with thee every single day, God. So if we fall short, Lord, it doesn't mean that we can't get back to where you want us to be, Lord, but that's all we have to do is confess our sins, and you're faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. So, God, help us, oh God, today to remain hungry for you, Lord. Help us, oh God, today to remain steadfast in you, God. Help us to continue to climb, oh God, because the mountains, oh God, that are set before us are not there to kill us, but they're there to make us stronger, God, today. Help us not to be weary in well-doing. In the mighty name of Jesus. Put a lot of efforts, Lord, and sometimes in our days. We pray and we seek your face, but it doesn't always seem like our days pan out the way that we want them to pan out. They don't always work. They don't always appear to work together for our good. But you promised in your word that if I love you and I'm called according to your purpose, that every single thing that comes my way in a given day will work together for my good. I saw that last week, Lord, that as we were working the Adjutancy Convention, Lord, the meeting, the Conference Academy, Lord, there were some things that tried to come up against us. There were some heartaches and some pains and some people that didn't want us to be successful.
And so we were given, wasn't given equipment that we thought that we needed, that we thought would help us, Lord. But I'm understanding and I'm learning day by day that when you take something away, Lord, you have something better. Lord, the equipment that we got, oh God, because the young man held the equipment, Lord, it was 10 times better than what we had, and our meeting and our setup, Lord, was 10 times better than it had ever been. But Lord, if we had never lost it in the first place, we would have never moved into the place of destiny, the point of destiny that you have for us. Lord, help us, Lord, today. That's a breakthrough moment, Lord, that when you take something away, if we continue to remain steadfast in you, if we continue to keep our eyes on you, if we continue to keep our focus in on you, Lord, you have something better, Lord, because you something has to die for something to live, God. If there's anything in me that needs to die, Lord, I'm willing to let it go this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. I take my head off those things that you want to transition me out of and take me higher and higher in you, God. I understand, Lord, that as I go higher, oh God, the attacks against me are going to be greater. I understand, Lord, that as I go higher, God, the enemy is going to try to do everything to can to stop me. I understand, oh God, that as I go higher, God, oh God, I may lose some friends, but as long as I'm with you and as long as you never leave me, God, I'm willing to go higher, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So make my feet like hind feet even now in the mighty name of Jesus and take me higher, God, higher in your glory, oh God, higher in your anointing, Lord, higher in your will, Lord. Take your people higher right now in the name of Jesus. We want to go higher because you are high. Oh, God, so if we lift you up higher, you will draw us up higher to you. So draw us near, oh, God. As we bless your name, God, it's calling for a higher place of praise. Thank you, Holy Ghost. So Zion is calling for us to come up higher, higher in our worship, God, higher in our anointing, Lord, higher in our walk and our talk, God. Take us higher, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Take us higher even now, God. Take us higher, Lord. We want to go higher, make our feet like hind feet, so that we may climb over the storms of life. We may climb over, oh God, the debris that may be thrown our way, that we may climb over, oh God, our failures, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Our failures are not there to kill us, oh Lord, but our failures are there to show you that you are greater, oh God, that you are mightier, that you are stronger, God. We fallen short, Lord. I know I have some failures in my life, and some keep popping up or cropping up every other day, Lord, but I thank you that my faith is not in man. And I thank you, oh God, today that my faith is not in people or in houses or money, oh God, or my job, but my faith and my hope is in you, God. Men fail us. Jobs fail us. Friends and family fail us, but you remain the same. You never, ever change. And so we can depend upon you. As we go higher, we know that you'll always be there because there's no place that we can go, Lord, that you are not there. There, David says, can I go to the highest mountains? No, you're there. Can I go to the lowest valleys? No, you're even there. If I get on a boat and I go to the deepest part of the ocean, I still can't get away because, lo, you are there. You are everywhere that we want to be. And, God, you're even everywhere that we don't want you to be with us in. And so I thank you, God, today, that you alone are God. Thank you for being magnificent. Thank you for being mighty. Thank you for being awesome. And thank you for this opportunity to pray. You urge us every day, God, in your word that men ought to always pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, you urge us to find ourselves setting ourselves aside for your glory so that we can be refined, so that we can be prepared, so that we can be anointed for the day. And when we seek your face early while you may yet be found, oh God, you can smooth out the rough edges because we know, oh God, that our journey is filled with swift transitions. We understand, God, that trials and tribulation, God, there's some off-track moments, Lord. But when we are anointed for the day, God, even when we have detours or even when we have distractions, Lord, our eyes remain on you. When we find ourselves in prayer, God, you help us to get our eyes focused in on you. And though no storms may rise, earthquakes may rumble, God, fires may come our way, God, they won't get us off track because our eyes and our heart and our thoughts and our ways and our actions are focused in on you. Help us, oh God, to keep our eyes on you no matter what's going on. That's what happened, oh God, I believe with Lot's wife. She should have been looking ahead.
because Guido was ahead, but she was too worried about what was being left behind. Lord, give me the spirit, oh God, to forget about, God, to let go of the victories and the defeats, God, and the heartaches and the joys of the past. Lord, I'm not forgetting those things to say that I don't want to remember them, because I understand that life experiences have made us who we are. But when we find ourselves looking back, Lord, we can't walk our way into our breakthrough. We can't see the deliverance, Lord. We can't see the new doors open. When we find ourselves looking back, Lord, we can't move forward, and we can't go into our season of breakthrough that you have destined for us. Help us, oh God, today to keep our eyes on you. Because when our eyes are on you, Lord, you lead us to the path that we need in spite of things that may come our way. When our eyes are upon you, they don't seem as big. They don't seem as hard. They don't seem as difficult, Lord, because we know that you are a provider. We know that you are a way maker. We know that you are a strong tower. So Zion is calling us to a higher place of praise. And because of that, God, I just want to tell you that I love you. I love you, oh God, because you first loved me. You showed me what love is. You showed me how love should work. You showed me how love should be, that love vaunteth not itself. It's not puffed up. It's not easily provoked, that it thinketh no evil. God, that love never fails. Prophecies may fail. Tongues may cease. Oh, God, other things may pass away, Lord, but your love, faith, God, love never fails. And I thank you, God, that our life is based on your love, that while we were yet in sin, you loved me so much that you gave your only begotten son, Jesus, to die on the cross for my sins. What a sacrifice. What a gift that you gave us, Lord, when we were so undeserving, Lord. And we want to say thank you, oh God, today. Thank you for another chance to say yes. Thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you for another opportunity, God, to give you glory, to give you honor, and to give you praise. I love you, God. I love you because of who you are. Magnificent God, a wonderful Father, a keeper, a provider, a way maker. You alone are God, and you alone are worthy of the praise. And so as we continue in our prayer this morning, Lord, God, as you have molded us and you have prepared us for this moment, God, because our time of prayer, God, is to help us to get past our selfish thoughts, Lord. There are some things that I need you to deal with, Lord, but it didn't matter, God, because when I find myself in the midst of praise, when I find myself worshiping and adoring you, God, when I find myself, oh, God, leaving those cares behind, Lord, and getting my heart and my mind and my eyes focusing on you. Oh, God, the storms of life are irrelevant. The things that I need in this world are irrelevant, Lord, because when I seek you first, you add all these things unto me. When I come, God, I need rest in my body, Lord, but seeking you first this morning, God, is what the most important part, because you can give me rest. You can restore my body, my soul. Oh, God, you can send the winds from the four corners of the world and breathe life into a dead body. Oh, God, and so if you can do that, Lord, you can do that for me as well. You're not a respect of person. What you've done before for others, you're able to do it for us today. And so I thank you, God, because you have already equipped us. You've already ordained us. You've already prepared us for this day. That if we found ourselves in prayer, God, you refined us, oh God, and you helped us, God, and you completed us, oh God, so that we may complete the task that you have for us on this day. Someone's going to come our way, God, that need to know that Jesus still saves. Someone's going to come our way that needs to know that there is still a balm in Gilead, that you still can heal, that you still can deliver and set free. Someone is going to come our way that wants to know what joy, why we have joy, oh God, in the midst of sorrow, in the midst of heartache, Lord. Someone needs to know that, God, so you have already begun to prepare us for the emergencies, for the life-altering experiences, for the hope, God, that we need to give out on this day, whether we're making our way through the doctor's office, or we're going to the supermarket, are we on our way to work, or even if we're at work, whatever it is that you need us to do, Lord, give it to us right now, God, as we worship and adore you, and equip us, Lord, to serve you today. Lord, I want to be shaped and molded into an instrument of praise. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord. I found myself in worship last night. I was curling around a little bit, Lord, but, oh, God, as the gentleman that was singing the song began to say thank you, Lord, I found myself in the midst of worship, Lord, just to tell you thank you. God, I didn't have anything to thank you for at the time, Lord. I just wanted to tell you thank you, oh, God, because you have been so good, Lord. You've been so kind, God. You've been so awesome. I thank you for your mercy, God. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your unmerited favor. I thank you for another chance to say yes. I thank you for the air that I breathe. I thank you, oh God, for the use and activity of my lips. I thank you because you alone are God, and my praise, my adoration, God, changed into worship, Lord, because there is none like you, oh God. You are magnificent in all your ways. You are glorious in all your ways, and you are an awesome God. No one compares to you. Magnificent in all your ways, glorious in all your ways, and we bless your name this morning, for your name is great, oh God, and it's greatly to be praised. Your mercy endures forever, so we bless your name this morning, God, and we thank you for an opportunity to pray, hallelujah, an opportunity to connect with you, hallelujah, an opportunity to get in tune with you, so that your will might be done in our lives. Lord, we want to say thank you, hallelujah. Thank you for an opportunity to come before your presence. Thank you for an opportunity to call on your name. Thank you, oh God, for a person that never fails me. Thank you, oh God, we say thank you this morning because you're worthy of praise. Hallelujah. You're worthy of the glory, God. We bless your name because you're worthy of the honor. And so we bless you for what you have us to do, for what you have in store for us to do today. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Wonderful God. Wonderful Savior. Hallelujah. We bless your name. For you're worthy, God. Hallelujah. You're worthy. Worthy of glory. Worthy of the honor. And you're worthy of the praise. There's nothing that you allow to come our way that's by happenstance. And so, Lord, as we go through this day, help us to be the vessels of encouragement, the vessels of hope, the vessels of joy, the vessels of praise. Help us, oh God, today. Shape us to be an instrument of praise. Hallelujah. Whether it's with the clapping of our hands, of the singing of our song, making a joyful noise, or the dancing of our feet, whatever it is, God, that you allow us to do to show you gratitude, to offer you praise, to give you a sacrifice, Lord. Help us, oh God, to do it effectively, Lord, today. In the name of Jesus, that you might get the glory out of our lives. I pray this morning for the family of C.J. Hunter, a young man that I met in passing on many various occasions, who passed away after a battle with cancer yesterday. Young man, that I pray for his family, that you would encourage them and that you would strengthen him today. It seems like great men are falling or are being returned back unto you. And what we must understand is that we are not here forever. You did not make us to stay here forever. But at some point in time, whether it comes with the rapture or you call our number, that we have to return back unto the dust that you brought us from, that you made us from. And so during that family's time of bereavement, Lord, we pray that you would encourage them, that you would strengthen them. God, a lot of people were mourning online, Lord, for his loss. But God, we don't fret like he doesn't have a place to go. We don't fret like we don't have an opportunity to see him again. But Lord, we put our trust in you, Lord, that you know what's best and you know what you have planned for each and every one of us. So help us not to doubt you. Help us not to buck up against you. Help us not to question your decisions and your plans. But help us to keep our eyes on you, knowing that you know just what you are doing and more. So encourage your people during this time of bereavement. Strengthen your people even now, his family, his friends, and his loved ones. Bless the people right now and remind them that you are God. And not only that you are God, but that you know the thoughts and the plans that you have for us. Plans to prosper us. Plans to give us hope and expect it in. You know this, just what you are doing.
And so we put our trust in you, Lord, today. I pray for my father, Lord. I don't often call on his name, but Eugene McCowan Sr. I know that my father is going through some various different storms. But, Lord, I pray that you would touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Save him, oh God, even yet today. Let it not just be a form of godliness, Lord, but let him to give his life completely over to you. There's purpose there, God. There's a mission. There's a plan there. He knows the way, God. So touch him even now, God. Strengthen his body even now, God. Make ways out of no way, God, and bless him right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for my brother, Superintendent Antoine Powell. His aunt has been ailing, Lord, but you have taken her out of the emergency. You've taken her out of the hospital. And we still understand that, God, healing, oh, God, is in your hands. Your word tells us that he that has begun a good work in us is able to perform it, God. And the work that you've already begun in healing her body, Lord, you're able to complete the work. You are that balm in Gilead. So we plead the blood, heal, deliver, set free, bind the sickness, bring her out, oh, God. Let it be done for a testimony of your goodness, a testimony of your healing power, and a testimony of your great awesomeness. We pray for her today. We call her out, God. Don't have the name, Lord, but you know the young lady I'm talking about. Touch her even now. Strengthen her body even now, wherever she may be at. Send an anointing, oh, God. We can just say the word, God, and you can answer it because there's power in our word. So I declare right now that she'll be healed, be delivered, and be set free. I speak life into her right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray for our dear sister Monique. That you would touch her body, that you would touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet and heal. Drive out those ailments, Lord, that continue to cause her to have a setback, Lord. But help us, God, to continue to breathe light into her, God. Help us, Lord, to remain connected to her, Lord. Help us, oh, God, to give her the words that she needs to hold on. The enemy is trying to make her give up. The enemy is trying to make her throw in the towel. The enemy is trying to tell her that what she's trying to do, what you're leading her to do, is not worth it. But, Lord, help us to breathe into her. Help us to speak life into her. And, Lord, answer our pleas. We're looking for healing, God, complete healing, Lord. We know that you can, and we believe that you will. So we ask that you would do it according to your will in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for my dear brother in the area, Pastor Brian Jones, Pastor Samuel Metcalf, Pastor Herschel Chenault. I pray for these dear brothers that are laboring in the vineyard in this area. I pray that you bless them, Lord. Bless their ministry, sow into their ministry, grow their ministries, Lord. Bless them in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for the pastors in the Great Northern District, Superintendent Tony H. Campbell, Assistant Superintendent Eddie Pruitt, Pastor Floyd Hawkins, Pastor Kenneth Hackett, Pastor Ray Satterfield, Pastor Andy Cork, Pastor Wayne Cream, Lord, Pastor William Cornick, oh, God, Pastor Lawrence Clyette. I believe that I got them all. We pray for each and every pastor and myself in this area that you would bless us and ordain us, oh, God, to take our cities by storm. Anoint us for ministry, Lord, to serve you, to do your will and to do your way, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for, oh, God, little Noel Cork. In the name of Jesus, healing for that little baby's body. You've brought her here for a reason. You've taken her through this storm for a reason, God. And I pray that we won't be weary in well-doing, but that we'll continue to put our trust in you. Whatever may be ailing the baby, heal right now, God. In the name of Jesus, and encourage her parents, Tierra and Chris, God, watch over them, strengthen them, and keep them. Help them to keep their eyes on you, put their trust in you, knowing that you never do anything that's wrong. And then I pray for the members of Praise Center. Before I get to them, I pray for my leader, my pastor, my bishop, Bishop Ted Thomas, that you would continue to encourage my leader, to strengthen my leader, to breathe life into my leader, to anoint my leader, God, to anoint him for this very day and for this very time. We thank you for the wisdom that you put into him. We thank you for the wisdom that he freely gives out. We even thank you for his chastisement, Lord, because when he chastised, that means that he loves us, that he cares for our well-being, and that he wants to see us to be better and to do better, God. So help us to not fret or buck up, oh God, against the chastisement that you send our way, because God, you're just trying to make us better, to take us higher. And some things, Lord, can't go with us as we elevate higher. Lord, there's just a tip at the top of the pyramid, Lord. Some things, some weights have to be let go. Some things have to be dropped, Lord. So as you refine us to go higher, Lord, help us to take our hands off so that we'll be able to go in your will and in your ways. So continue to anoint my leader. Continue to strengthen him. Continue to breathe life into him and continue to bless his ministries, Lord, New Community Temple and St. Stephen's Church of God in Christ. We pray for our national church, Bishop Charles Edward Blake, our general board, and our church as a whole. Help us to get back to the principles of holiness. Help us to stand upon those things, Lord, because holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. You call him for us to be holy because you are holy, and you're expecting people to follow you that are holy. There's no time for compromise. There's no time to lean to the left or to the right. But God, help us, Lord, to remain holy and acceptable unto you, because that's the least that we can do. And so I pray for the members of Praise Center, Lady Olinda McCowan, Sister Diamond Star, Brother Eric McCowan, and Krista McCowan and Aaron McCowan. I pray for Mother Evelina Dean McCowan, God, Missionary Myrna Howard, Missionary Lysandra Miller. God, Sister Paulette King, Lord, we still have not heard from her, Lord. Oh, God, help us to get in contact with that young lady just to be assured that everything is all right. Touch her right now from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, wherever she may be at, God, and prick her heart. God, don't let her get any rest. Oh, God, send the wasp and the locust, Lord, to prick her, Lord, to get in contact with us so that we know that everything is all right. Cover her right now. Protect her from the dangers seen and unseen. Do it right now. We pray for, oh, God, Brother Herbert Lee as well, who's been missing in action. I pray that you would touch him right now, bring him to his memory, and bring him to an understanding, God. Bring all things to his remembrance, Lord, that he may get himself back right with you. We pray for his fiance and his children, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I pray for Deanne Graham, Brother Renix Graham. Lord, I pray, oh, God, for Sister Monique, oh, God, and the children that have been participating in the service and that have been coming. I thank you for all of those that have been fellowshipping with us and those that are having a desire to join the ministry, Lord. We thank you, oh God, for the life that you're sending our way. We're ready to do the work, oh God. We're ready to stand in the gap. Lord, we're ready to intercede on behalf of others. Lord, we're ready to train them up in the way that they should go, Lord. Give us what we need, oh God, to equip us, oh God, to sow into these great people that you're sending our way, that we can continue to be great in ministry and do the work that you've ordained for us to do as a ministry. Lord, I pray for those that partner with us, those that sow into us. I thank you for the hearts of the people that you've placed us on their hearts. Lisa Law and Larry Brown and Carl Christopher, Kenyatta Schamberger, Lord, that you that are not here, Lord, but they sow into this great ministry through prayer, offerings, and tithes, even tithes, Lord. And we thank you, God, for their desire to intercede on our behalf. Thank you, God, that as our numbers, you know, remain low, Lord, you have continued to provide. You have continued to make ways. You have continued to stir into the hearts of people to sow into this great ministry, Lord. And for that, I'm grateful, God. Oh, God, I'm grateful that you have not forsaken us. I'm grateful, Lord, that you know just what we need and more. And so we won't lean into our own understanding, Lord, but we acknowledge you, that you alone are our God. And so, God, bless your people. Watch over them today. Let them be blessed in the city. I pray that they are blessed in the fields. Lord, I pray that they are blessed when they come and when they go, that you would watch over them, that you would anoint them, that you would grant them favor, grant them victory, grant them the spirit of overcoming, Lord, today. And whatever may come their way, God, that you would take them through the storms and through the rain, that they'll be able to have the audacity to declare that I made it by the grace of God. Bless us today. Keep us in the heart of your hand and in the center of your will. As we prepare later on this morning for coffee break, anoint us. Anoint Lady O, oh God, that she may teach us under your anointing, and then bless us as we come back tonight for our prayer, praise, and study. Continue in the series of Colossians, Lord, to be able to bless us, Lord, as we endeavor to do your will. Your will be done. That's our desire. Your way be done in our lives. That's our desire. So we say yes even now, and we bless your name. For it's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus the Christ we pray this morning. We say thank God, amen, and amen.